For all breast cancer patients, the fear of recurrence after treatment lingers. Once about 5 years have passed, triple-negative breast cancer seems to have a low risk of coming back somewhere else in the body. During those first few years, though, a distant recurrence is more likely with triple-negative breast cancer than with the majority of breast cancers. Ellen Juergens is fighting triple-negative breast cancer and has been since 2007.
We like to spend time with our grandchildren as much as possible. Yeah. They know what they want to do, and we fall in line.
In March 2007, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. They did first a lumpectomy, but turned out my lymph nodes were free. And I went through the chemo and the radiation, assuming this is it, go on with my life. I had a little bit of pain in my hip, so I went to the doctor just to get some inflammatory medication. She checked it and then she pushed at the back, and that hurt. And she said, "Ellen, that's not supposed to hurt." And I said, "Oh my gosh, no."
When cancer cells travel from the breast to other parts of the body, this is referred to as metastatic disease or a distant recurrence.
When recurrence is discovered, in general, patients become symptomatic. So they develop a pain or some symptom that doesn't go away. We like to do a biopsy of an area where the cancer spread to make sure that it's the same cancer, because that allows you to make better treatment options.
A scan showed tumors in Ellen's skull and her tailbone. When she got the biopsy results, it was the first time she heard the words triple negative breast cancer.
We understood then that it was not good. That was a hard time for us. Together we cried a lot, but I think that's good. And we just tried to deal with it. My husband and I came home and immediately went on the computer. Within 12 hours, I got a response from Dr. Reagan, and the first thing she told us, don't be desperate. And then they started me on a chemo and a drug that blocks the bloodstream to the cancer cells. I took that, and after the first cycle, it already improved. But 3 months later, they did another PET scan, and I was clean.
Okay. Yeah, keep going.
But she told me, you have to stay on this chemo, we cannot stop. And after 7 months, Dr. Reagan said, it's unbelievable, you're still clean. And it's kept going like that for close to 2 years.
2 years is a long time for metastatic triple negative breast cancer to stay under control. When this cancer recurs, it often responds to chemotherapy for a while, then begins to grow again.
Particularly with triple-negative breast cancers, they tend to behave very aggressively when they've metastasized. So most patients will progress on whatever chemotherapy you give them within 6 to 9 months. And the median survival is probably between a year and a half. So they really do behave very aggressively.
You just hope that it keeps going, but in the same token, you know, it will not last that long anymore. Every 3 months I get a PET scan, and then it turned out it had spread suddenly to the liver, to the lungs, to the breast. We all thought it's going bad. It's really going bad, because I was not doing well. Dr. Reagan was telling me, there's more and more research in triple negative. There are more things coming out. So if this doesn't work anymore, we have other things. And I trust her, and so that kept me going.
Each time Ellen's cancer begins to grow again, Dr. O'Regan will select a new approach to treatment. The concern is that eventually none of the current drugs will work.
We are married 40 years, so yes, 40 years. My husband's support is fantastic. He knows I'm an independent person, but he knows when I need him, and he is there. For me, the hard part is that at one point I know it's going to happen and I have to leave him alone. That is for me the hardest part, because we have been together since I was 18.
There is a huge amount of research being done because it really is a huge problem in terms of how patients do. One of the underlying problems of triple negative breast cancers is that although chemotherapy works for some patients, it probably does not work for the majority of patients. So there's a critical need for targeted therapies in this area. So there's a lot of research looking at new targets in triple negative breast cancers that we can develop drugs towards.
A class of drugs known as PARP inhibitors has shown promise as a targeted therapy for triple-negative breast cancer. PARP stands for poly-ADP ribose polymerase, an enzyme that is involved in repairing DNA.
One of the ways that chemotherapy works is by damaging DNA. If your cancer cell knows how to fix it, then it doesn't die. These PARP inhibitors come in and they prevent the cancer cell from fixing itself.
Hi.
New treatments for breast cancer are tested in clinical trials. Participating in a trial can be a chance to have access to a cutting-edge treatment, but many women also hope to help those who follow after.
The only way we've ever figured out how to improve outcome in breast cancer is by women being in clinical trial work. Everything we do came out of women who agreed to be in a trial that was testing one thing versus another, and then we pick the best, and that becomes the way we do it, and then we test the next thing. And so it's been, you know, there are very few home runs in cancer, but we have a lot of singles. And, you know, mortality from breast cancer has dropped 40% in the last 20 years. And all of that is because of trials that showed a better way.
At some point, though, of course, her scan will become active again. And I think what I'd like to do for her at that point is to try and get her access to a PARP inhibitor.
The next step for Ellen may be an established drug. It may be a new one or a clinical trial. In addition to PARP inhibitors, researchers are working on new possibilities. A certain type of chemotherapy, a class called platinum drugs, may turn out to be especially useful. One of the largest areas of research is looking for new targets on triple negative cancer cells.
I think what's become clear over the last few years or so is that there's not just one triple negative breast cancer. There's multiple types of different triple negative breast cancers, and each of those may require a different therapeutic approach. You know, it's not a one size fits all.
You have good times and bad times, and you learn from them. You get on a chemo that works, and when it doesn't work, they try something else. That's the way it is. I know I have to go through all the chemo I have. At the moment, I go every week, but still, I think you can do things.
Family is great.
Any trips planned to Holland or anything?
No, not Holland at the moment. And we do things with the grandkids. So.
Playing golf?
And playing golf. Oh, oh yes, great. I will never skip that.
Nice. Whoa, nice. Look at that. Woo.
Crystal Brown was a model and single mother raising her daughter in Houston, Texas, when she was reunited with a college friend from 20 years earlier. It seemed a soldier from Shreveport, Louisiana, had carried a torch for Crystal all those years. Triple negative breast cancer was the furthest thing from this young mother's mind.
I met Crystal probably about 20 years ago at the University of Houston. And at that particular time, Crystal was like the hottest thing on campus. And I was pretty much, you know, I was a little skinny baseball player at the time. So I didn't really go at her. I didn't think I had enough game to go at her.
My father retired from the military. So I was instantly drawn that Philip was a military man. And the fact that he had never been married and didn't have any children attested to who he was and his moral fiber.
I thought that, you know, this was an accomplishment for me. You know, and my mother was happy, too, that I finally had settled down.
But every time I look at my wedding pictures, the first thing that comes to mind is I had breast cancer on my wedding day.
Of course, you know, we got married. I acquired a family, a wife, a dog, and a kid. And, you know, everything was going great. And then on April the 24th, 2007, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. You know, that changed a lot. I just thought that I wouldn't have a wife in 6 months. I thought that she would be gone.
Triple negative breast cancer is a particular concern for African American women. Studies have found that the incidence is higher among African American women than Caucasian women.
Keep in mind, the incidence rate of breast cancer is actually higher in white women versus black women. And that incidence rate is higher because white women are more likely to get the better prognosis, estrogen receptor positive disease.
It still makes up the minority of breast cancers in every group, including African Americans, but it's higher than in white women in all the data sets that people have ever looked at. We don't really know why that is, and that's a very interesting question. In addition to race, there being differences among the different races in who gets triple negative breast cancer, it's also true that young women who get breast cancer, it's more likely to be triple negative than older women who get breast cancer.
Researchers are now trying to determine if there are other factors that put a woman at risk for triple negative breast cancer.
Having children late is a risk factor for getting breast cancer, meaning having children early or having lots of children actually seems to be protective. But that may not be true for triple negative. There's some suggestion that actually having many children, having them young, may be actually a risk factor for this. And breastfeeding may actually be particularly protective.
The most common way that breast cancers are found in younger women, and a very common way that it's found in older women, is through palpation, be it in the shower, getting dressed. A woman happens to find a lump.
It was August 2006. I stepped out of a shower and was applying lotion after the shower. And when I went in my armpit region, I felt a small marble-sized lump.
Since breast cancer in a young African-American woman like Crystal has a good chance of being an aggressive triple-negative tumor, some women have asked if they should start having mammograms earlier than doctors now recommend.
You know, there's always a great question about should we screen women differently for different kinds of breast cancer. And the problem is, first off, screening is effective, and it's effective in breast cancer in general. And we don't know that there's any reason for one group to be screened any differently than another. Part of the reason it comes up is triple negative more often crops up between mammograms. It's what's called interval cancers.
Most doctors recommend starting mammograms at either age 40 or 50, and some experts believe that the risk of triple negative breast cancer means starting at 40 is best for African American women. Screening mammograms begin earlier only in special cases because young women's dense breast tissue makes them hard to read. Regular breast exams at the doctor's office, starting around age 20, can also help detect breast cancer early.
Women should be aware of their breasts, and if they notice something in the shower, they should get it checked out by a physician. And getting it checked out frequently may mean getting both a mammogram and a biopsy.
I don't have a lot of regrets about my life, but I can honestly say that I regret waiting 8 months to see a doctor. When I finally found the time to call a doctor, I, believe it or not, I opened a phone book and I picked out the name of a doctor that I liked. And he said, based on his experience after the physical examination and when he touched the lump and felt the lymph nodes felt like a row of small peas, that he knew that it was breast cancer. I didn't think it would be breast cancer. I felt great. I'd never met a young black woman that had breast cancer. Really dismissed it. My tumor was 3.4 centimeters. I had 16 of 27 lymph nodes that tested positive for cancer, which pushes me into the stage 3A.
New to the neighborhood, Crystal made friends quickly. Her experience with triple negative breast cancer had a lasting impact on her neighbor, Nita.
I never said it to her, but I said it to myself, wow. This girl is so young, younger than me. I'm in my early 40s, and I've never went to the doctor. And one day she said, Nita, you honestly, you need to go. And I went, and waiting on my results, and everything came out fine. And ever since then, I have an appointment to go in a couple of months now. Yeah, and I will be going every year.
Thank you, ma'am. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I often worried about my husband throughout my journey because he didn't sign up for any of this. I mean, we had so many stressful events happen. We just got married. I relocated to Louisiana from Houston. He had a stepdaughter who was just turning 13.
It made us stronger because we felt like we had to deal with what other couples did not have to deal with in such an early part of their marriage. You know, there are obstacles that are going to come up in marriage, but if we can conquer that obstacle, then there we can conquer anything else that might show up.
We're friends casually in college, and then for him to find me again, and we were at a point in our lives where we could be together. That's a touching love story.
Crystal had a lumpectomy and chemotherapy and has been clear of cancer for 3 years, but she is well aware of her high risk of recurrence. She sees her doctor for quarterly clinical exams and has annual MRIs and mammograms.
You stop constantly worrying about the recurrence, and you learn to start living life.
Triple negative breast cancer is not a new entity, and it's not even truly a single type of cancer. So one woman's story may be different from the next. The chance of survival with an early triple negative tumor can be good, but as the cancer becomes more advanced, or if it recurs, its risks can greatly outweigh those of other breast cancers. Doctors are working to improve survival with this aggressive breast cancer, but there is still a great deal of work to be done.
Well, the future for triple negative breast cancer is us getting a handle on the biology enough to develop targeted therapies. We have good therapy. It's not good enough, though.
Research is moving quickly, and new targeted drugs may soon take away some of the fear that surrounds triple negative breast cancer.
If you look at triple negative breast cancer like a jigsaw puzzle, there are many pieces, there are many stories, there are many things that we don't understand, and we have to put these pieces together.
In the meantime, doctors and patients are working together to keep this complex cancer at bay.
So it's important that the patient and her doctors have thought everything out and thought out the approach and have a rational, reasonable approach to treating triple negative disease.
You need to get this checked because it's serious and it can happen to anybody.
Reaching out for support helps women overcome fear.
Don't give in to the fear. Hold on to your faith.
Finding the right care is making a difference.
I will never be grateful to cancer, but I'm grateful that there were people who helped me to fight it.
And sticking with treatment can help women beat the odds.
I get up in the morning and smile. I'm still here.
And it all starts with the right information.
Fear can really cloud your decision making. You're afraid of the treatment. You're afraid of what you'll look like. You're afraid of the unknown. Take the time to gain the knowledge that you need to save your own life. Don't make decisions based out of what people say or what you found on the internet. Find a doctor that will sit down and answer your questions. Write your questions down. Knowledge is power, and when you're fighting cancer, you need all the knowledge and power to win the battle.